Vito, thanks so much for the time, man. Here we are, days removed from everything. How does it feel now that you've hopefully had a chance to really soak it all in?
It's definitely been a crazy, couple of events, and it feels I'll tell you what, it feels a lot different from taking fourth or third. It kind of feels like it hasn't ended yet, just because, it's having so many effects afterwards now too. So it kind of just feels like I'm still a little bit in it. But it's definitely been, pretty fun to, and all the moments that we had at NCAAs were just, amazing. Like all the, celebrating with my teammates and my family and everything like that.
I love it. We saw the pure joy and excitement in your post-match interview on ESPN. Your dad stealing the show a bit too. But, what were some of the memorable moments you had after winning the match that maybe we didn't get a chance to see?
Got to see my dad, and that was great. Got to oh, I actually after I was with my family, they're like, "Do you want to take a picture with the president?" Yeah, sure. And then went and took a picture with Donald Trump and shook his hand. He's really, really big, actually. I realized how like large of a man he was. And then I had to go into the back, do a couple like interviews, like stuff like that. And then by the time I got out from the tunnel and all that stuff, Yanni was wrestling, so I ran out there and tried to catch that match. And then after I joined back up with my teammates that were mat side watching, and I got a nice little congratulations from them, and we watched the rest of Jan's match, and as soon as he won, we're all just ecstatic, and we're like trying to chase him down, but Jan's like running back and forth, like I think he went to go see Trump, but Trump was like leaving. So then he like chased him down to the other side of the tunnel, and like you just see Yanni run, and then like you see all of the Cornell wrestling people trying to like chase after him. And then Yan went up to stadium to see his dad, and there was a lot of moments where I'll have my coach come up to me like good stuff, and it was just really great. And then, as soon as we're taking those podium pictures and those trophy pictures, we're all just on the highest we've been of our lives, right? And it was just a great moment to share with everyone.
Absolutely love it. This was your weekend. Like, you looked phenomenal in all of your matches, unbelievably dominant, and this was the most competitive weight class. So how satisfying or gratifying was it for you to have that sort of weekend in what was maybe the deepest pool of talent?
I wouldn't say it was my weekend, because there were so many great things that happened this weekend that, I can't really even take credit for it. Obviously, I won my first with a, decently dominant performance. And then you have Yanni winning his fourth. Fifth, I want to say fifth or sixth guy in history to do that, and then you have the combination of him winning and me winning to help us steal the team trophy for third place. So there's just so many great things that came out, and just kind of we had a lot of things just fall into the right place. And even with that, we had a bunch of things that went wrong still. But we just so it was really just a group effort, and like I said, I don't see what I did as the best thing there. There were so many great things going on.
Totally get that. Vito Arujal with us here on BTL, national champ at 133 pounds for the Cornell Big Red wrestling team. You mentioned after winning the title that you kind of get unconscious while you wrestle. And someone asked you about that reversal you put on RBY, and you were kind of like, "Hey, it just kind of happens. I don't really know." Have you had a chance to rewatch the match and kind of really be able to soak that in and look back at what you were able to do, and what do you think?
Yeah, of course. Immediately after the match. Immediately after the tournament, I had to watch the match because, like I said, as soon as the match is over, I have very little recollection of what actually happened. I tried to, kind of shut my mind off in an effort to, give myself better, really what it is I understand that my body is, the body of someone who's good at wrestling. And it's capable of executing these high level skills. And an issue I was having that I didn't realize that I was having, but it became apparent, was I was trying to think a little too much, and I'm just such an indecisive person. So at any point during a match where I was making a decision, it, would take, a fraction of a second, a whole second. But in the sport of wrestling, it's so much time. So by shutting off my brain and just trusting my body to be able to wrestle at a high level, was really how I guess, lowered increased my reaction time, and, just went into like a creative state where I could, put together some high level techniques. So, and I went back and watched the match, and I was honestly like impressed with myself. I thought it was a really solid performance.
What impressed you the most? Like, what is the one thing you look back and you say, all right, this was it. This is the one thing that I absolutely was on my game about when it came to maybe not just that match, but even the weekend as a whole.
During that match specifically, I think I did a really good job of keeping him threatened, and it's really hard to tell. But this is kind of an interesting thing that I don't think a lot of people kind of picked up on, was the score may have been wider than people thought, but it wasn't for lack of skill on RBY's part. Mm. I actually think it was the opposite of that. It's the fact that he was so skilled and, tried to wrestle and hit his own moves against me instead of, trying to counter my style. It was the fact that he was skilled and he was fast, right? And his reaction time was so high that he was able to, perceive everything that I do, right? So a lot of times when I wrestle someone who's maybe not as skilled, if I throw a fake, they can't even really react quick enough. And I end up going too fast and I'll have to slow down. But versus RBY, I could literally kick it into maximum gear and, show these little tiny fakes and put him basically under the barrel of a gun a couple of times, and he knows he's in danger, right? And it's like a sixth sense in high-level wrestlers where you realize, I'm standing in a bad spot. You have to move. So it really was a super strategic cat-and-mouse game. It's hard to see without being in that position and having a good understanding of what really was going on, because there was a lot of... It was a chess match, right?
Yeah.
Where, if I put him here, he knew he was in danger, so he had to move, but I knew he could move only that way. So there, if I cut him off here, I can move him over here. And that was a lot of steps ahead planning going on in the, seconds of the match. I had drilled, the first two takedowns. Those are drilled techniques of mine that, I'm good at. But the ankle pick from when he had my leg in the air was something that I don't think I've ever done before. So I was very surprised with, my own creativity in the moment. That probably was what shocked me the most.
I absolutely love it. Vito Arruja with us here on VTL, national champ at 133 pounds for the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Team. You know, we've chatted with you a number of times in the past, and, you know, you're such a team-oriented guy, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot a little bit with what I'm about to ask, but do you feel like this was the culmination of a perfect weekend for you? Because you alluded to it post-match as well, that sometimes in the past, it's felt like you were the one beating yourself. So to have this sort of weekend where everything falls into place, everything seems to work, and in the fashion that you did all of this in, was this a perfect weekend for you or pretty darn close to one?
You know, the finals match was, I think, one of the best examples of me wrestling, where it was a very accurate depiction of what I'm capable of, and I think I underperform in almost every match. You know, I very rarely wrestle a match where I don't make a mistake, or, you know, I don't have a lapse of focus. I basically get in my way every time. I think the finals match was an example of 7 minutes of a match where I don't know if I made one mistake. You know, it was a perfect match. And, you know, usually after matches, I'm very critical on my performance. So I'll be like, you know, why did you do that? You know, why, you know, you in this position, you should have done this instead. You know, you didn't try hard enough. You know, I'm very, very critical on myself. And, you know, it is, because I want those perfect performances. Right. And I there was always a disconnect between what I knew I was capable of and what my performances were. And when I was in that finals match, and, you know, I would say I even made some mistakes during the fixed match as well. You know, it wasn't perfect. I think the finals match was, you know, pretty darn close to one of my best performances. And, you know, walking off the mat, I was like, that was a good job. So, and, you know, for me to say that about my wrestling, which is, you know, something that I'm constantly looking for perfection in, even though it's very rarely obtainable, you know, I thought that was a really good one.
What has it taken for you to get to this point, and what is it going to take you to get to the next level when it comes to a world championship or an Olympic championship and winning those kind of medals?
Yeah. You know, it's, what has it taken for me to get to here to this point? It's taken, you know, my whole life. It's taken my entire career, everything that I've learned, everything that I've put together, all the relationships and support that I have, you know, in my life, is what has gotten me to this point. You know, my upbringing, what I've learned through my own actions has created me into the person I am, and, you know, what I do now. What do I need to do to get to that next level, to jump to the next stage, is, you know, just keep kind of doing what I'm doing, I think. Yeah. I think I'm doing okay. I think I'm doing the right things. And you just trust in the process and trust that, you know, that I'm able, I'm capable, you know, it's probable. So I just need to continue to, you know, stay diligent in the sport and, you know, continue to try to master my craft and kind of just keep pushing forward.
Vito, it's been an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on this national title. We are so wildly excited for you, and we cannot wait to see what happens for you and this career of yours down the road here. Thanks so much for the time, as always. Really appreciate it, and congrats again, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.